Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, it's Donna Marie Doherty with the news at 5 o'clock. First, a look at today's main stories. A Donegal man who admitted to sexually assaulting his partner's best friend while she slept on the sofa at his home has been remanded in custody for sentencing next January. An investigation is underway following the death of a fisherman off the coast of Donegal. A Donegal deputy has asked why the West of Ireland are treated as second-class citizens, and ongoing collaboration between emergency services and Donegal County Council aims to resolve access issues on the four lanes. These stories in full, plus more to follow. Mark Gallagher will have all the latest in sport, and that will be at around 5:15. A Donegal man who admitted sexually assaulting his partner's best friend while she slept on a sofa at his home has been remanded in custody for sentence next January. 32-year-old Richard Walsh of Lisminton Ballinatraa pleaded guilty earlier this month at the Central Criminal Court to the sexual assault of the woman who was in her 20s. It was at his then home on Main Street in Ballinatraa on December 13, 2020. The case was listed for trial on the day he entered the guilty plea. The court heard evidence today that Walsh has a previous conviction for defilement of a child under the age of 17. More details are available on our website, highlandradio.com, which some listeners may find disturbing. An investigation is underway following the death of a fisherman off the coast of Donegal. It's understood he fell overboard while out at sea. Gardaí say they're examining all the circumstances surrounding his death. Donal Kavanagh has more.
Gardaí say at approximately 1:25 yesterday afternoon, a report was received of a man overboard a fishing vessel off the coast of Arranmore within Irish territorial waters. The man, aged in his 40s, was airlifted to Sligo University Hospital, where he was subsequently pronounced deceased. Upon the arrival of the boat on the Irish coast in the early hours of this morning, a technical examination of the vessel was carried out. The coroner has been informed, and a post-mortem examination will be carried out by the state pathologist, the results of which will determine the course of the Garda investigation. The Marine Casualty Investigation Board and the Health and Safety Authority have been notified.
A Donegal deputy has asked why the West of Ireland is treated as second-class citizens. Deputy Padraig McLaughlin says last week a pyrite remediation scheme was rightfully implemented for almost 3,000 families in Dublin whose homes were defective as a result. This scheme offers 100% redress. Deputy McLaughlin questioned the Taoiseach why the same has not been done for the defective concrete block scheme.
The defective concrete products scandals have destroyed so many lives across Ireland. Your government recently extended the pyrite remediation scheme. Almost 3,000 families in Dublin and Leinster have rightly received 100% redress, rightly received it. The state will take responsibility for the remediation of their homes directly. Now, it's a very different scheme in Donegal, Mayo and the west of Ireland. Why are our people second-class citizens in the west of Ireland? Why do you insist on a scheme that leaves people huge gaps between what you will provide for them and what builders are going to charge? Why have you introduced amendments to legislation which are minimalist, which are a huge disappointment? Taoiseach, I'm appealing to you now. We've had many exchanges back and forth. Please urgently listen to us in Donegal, Mayo and the west of Ireland. Treat us as equal citizens. Give us a scheme the same as a pyrite remediation scheme.
First of all, I think there's no one being treated as second-class citizens. There's enormous resources has been committed and is currently being spent on the remediation scheme in Donegal and Mayo and elsewhere. And that will continue, and the legislation in relation to all of this is imminent.
Ongoing collaboration between the emergency services and Donegal County Council aims to resolve access issues on the four lanes in Letterkenny. The General Manager of the National Ambulance Service in the West and Northwest, JJ McGowan, says there's now a strengthened level of communication and cooperation between the two as a number of active travel projects move into the construction phase across Letterkenny. Speaking on today's 9 till noon show with Greg Hughes, Mr McGowan said valuable lessons have been learned by all parties parties following challenges experienced during the Four Lanes project, particularly around ambulance access during peak traffic times. He confirmed that discussions are ongoing to find a practical solution to ensure emergency response times are not impacted as future projects progress.
What we've proposed to the council is that we use the piece from the Cullen Road entrance into the roundabout, that we drop the kerbs at that point, the whole way from the Cullen Road to the Polestar roundabout. That will allow us in peak time traffics, and this generally only happens in peak time traffics, that will allow us to divert ambulances down the Cullen Road and into that roundabout, where then the cars can move left and right to allow us that wriggle room through the centre and on into the roundabout and through the roundabout. We're still in negotiations with the council. They've come back to us last week just in relation to looking to meet again to further discuss that.
Is it moving with the urgency that you would like to see it move, given the fact that, you know, potentially lives are at stake?
It's a complex situation because the bridge sits in between, so it's a difficult piece to get moving. It is moving and we're in constant negotiations with the council in relation to it, and hopefully if not to the end of this year but very early next year, we'll have good traction with the council in relation to it.
Garda Commissioner Justin Kelly has promised a follow-up after concerns were raised at an Oireachtas committee about exchanges between a local councillor and a Garda superintendent in West Donegal. At the Oireachtas Committee on Justice, Home Affairs and Migration, Deputy Piers Doherty told the Commissioner that Councillor Brian Carr had raised a series of questions about policing in Glenties and Ardrath, including concerns about a lack of Gardaí being forced to use their own vehicles on official business, and Gardaí being redeployed out of the area to Ballyshannon and Donegal Town at a short notice. He said the initial response was to ask about the source of the queries, and then follow-up was not to comment for operational reasons. Deputy Doherty told the Commissioner that this was not acceptable.
The superintendent said that in order to give you a full and frank response and answer you the best way possible, I would like you to provide me with a source of information to ensure there's no breach of GDPR. Can you also supply me with more information on the specific dates of the absence of Gardaí on duty in the Glenties area? Can you supply me with the dates and times that it is alleged that Gardaí have been redeployed to areas? And can you also provide me with the names of the members who have had to use their own cars and corresponding dates? That's completely inappropriate for a public representative who's raising ongoing concerns from the public to the Gardaí. He responded, in fairness to him, a number of days later, and made it very clear that his questions reflected the consistent reports from members of the public, local representatives and community groups, and he outlined six questions to the Gardaí, including the personnel levels, the current numbers of Gardaí assigned to the Glenties and Ardrath areas. The response back was to inform him of the times that the Glenties station remains open and says that none of the other questions can be answered for operational reasons. Now, that is shocking.
Obviously, I'm not in a position to comment in detail about the various things other than to share your disappointment, Deputy, with some of that. It certainly on the face of it does not at all seem to me to reach the standard of the response that political representative should have got. So what I will do is I will certainly ask Deputy Coxon in charge of policing operations to look at that, Deputy. So if you could provide that to us, we will certainly look at that.
A new €32 million project launched by Ishka Éireann and NI Water aims to address water pollution in multiple counties in the northwest, including Donegal. It marks a new cross-border approach to the issue. Ryan Brawley reports.
This project, supported by Peace Plus funding, has been named Water Enhancements Through Sustainable Treatments, or WEST, and has been designed to improve water quality in Lough Erne, Lough Melvin, Donegal Bay and areas in the North West River Basin district affected by pollution. Minister James Brown welcomed the introduction of nature-based, low-energy, sustainable wastewater treatment technologies, saying that these are common in Europe but have not been trialled on this scale in Ireland before. While the North's Infrastructure Minister Liz Kimmins highlighted how initiatives such as the WEST project show the benefits of cross-border collaboration and also welcomed the Peace Plus funding toward this project.
It's been confirmed the date for the 2027 census will be Sunday the 9th of May. It will see people complete the form, whether they usually live and whether or not they can spend census night, and has previously been the case. Cabinet signed off on the date today, and Eileen Murphy from the CSO says people will be able to fill it in digitally for the first time.
For the first time, we will have the option to do our census online as well as on paper. So you will have a choice as to how you would prefer to complete it.
Seven community-based projects in Donegal will share almost €170,000 under the 2025 Integration Fund, aimed at helping community organisations play a greater role in promoting integration of migrants. The largest allocation of €76,000 goes to the Donegal Intercultural Platform. Letterkenny Community Centre is to receive €39,000, and the Exchange in Inishowen is receiving €15,700. Donegal Youth Services, the Family Resource Centre in Dunfanaghy, the Forge Family Resource Centre in Pettigo and the Cheer Bohan Community and Family Support Centre is each to receive €10,000. Police in Strabane are appealing for information surrounding drug dealing activity in the town. It's after three people were arrested in separate incidents yesterday. Cameron Clark reports.
Firstly, police found suspected Class B drugs and drug-related paraphernalia following the search of a vehicle. A man was then arrested and bailed to allow for further inquiries. Two more people were arrested in the town in a separate incident, and suspected Class A, B and C drugs were seized. Officers were making follow-up inquiries in relation to an earlier incident in Lisnefin Park at around 8:45 p.m. where the driver of a vehicle failed to stop. The motor was later found, as was a property with a strong smell of what police believed to be cannabis. Suspected drugs and paraphernalia were seized with other items. The pair were arrested and then bailed for further inquiries. Police are asking those with information on the sale and supply of drugs to come forward.
The time is now approaching 12 minutes past five. We're going to go to a short break, and Mark Gallagher will be back with all the latest in sport. It's 5:15 here on Highland Radio. Mark Gallagher's at the sports desk.
Thanks, Donna Marie. Good evening. We'll start with soccer. The date and time has been confirmed for Ireland's knockout clash with Canada at the FIFA Under-17 World Cup in Qatar. The last 32 game will be played this Friday at 3:15 Irish time. Van Harp's duo Gavin McAteer and Josh Cullen both started yesterday's 0-0 draw with Paraguay, while goalkeeper Corey Sheridan was on the bench. The team will be without Max Kovaleskis for the rest of the World Cup campaign. The Shamrock Rovers winger picked up a concussion during their 2-1 defeat of Uzbekistan at the weekend. Ireland senior team manager Heimir Hallgrímsson feels his players are up for the fight ahead of their final pair of World Cup qualifiers. First up for the boys in green is the visit of Portugal to the Aviva Stadium tomorrow evening. Hallgrímsson believes the possibility of reaching a major tournament will bring out the best in his squad.
I'm pretty sure, yes. Just the way the players are behaving, knowing them. Every true professional like to play a game like this. There's a lot riding on it. Every player like and wants to play every week a game like these.
Ireland's under-19s get their Euro qualifiers group campaign underway later today. Tom Moen's team are in the Netherlands to face Kazakhstan at 6 o'clock Irish time. Mary Earps returns to Manchester United with Paris Saint-Germain in the Women's Champions League this evening, and defending champions Arsenal are in Germany to face Bayern Munich. Derry City have confirmed that Mark Connolly is to leave the club after 3.5 years at the Brandywell. The Clonus native has been instrumental for the Candy Stripes since joining from Dundee United in 2022. In all, Connolly made 115 appearances for City, 38 as captain, and picked up an FAI Cup winner's medal in his first season. Wolves have confirmed the appointment of Rob Edwards as their new head coach. The 42-year-old has left his job at Championship club Middlesbrough and signed a 3.5-year deal. Edwards takes over the team he made 111 appearances for as a player, with them sitting bottom of the Premier League, 8 points adrift of safety. England manager Thomas Tuchel says he won't try and shoehorn players into their wrong positions. It's been a regular complaint against previous national team bosses. Jude Bellingham's return to the squad puts him in a battle for the number 10 role against Aston Villa's Morgan Rodgers, who has impressed in his absence. Tuchel is happy to let them compete.
At the moment, the competition is between the two of them. They're friends, so it can also be a friendly competition. You don't have to be enemies and you don't have to hate each other. They are respectful, they're friends with each other. And they fight at the moment for the same position.
In motorsport, 22-year-old Joe Kelly has received a second nomination for the 2025 Billy Coleman Award for Young Rally Driver of the Year for the period from June to October. The Donegal driver has been contesting the Irish and UK Stellantis Rally Cup and the Junior British Rally Championship this season in a Peugeot 208 Rally 4. He now joins fellow Donegal driver Ken McBride in contention for the award. Moving on to rugby union, Leinster prop Sammy Beachtee will captain the Ireland under-20s against South Africa in Cork on Friday night. A number of players, including Charlie Maloney, Tom Wood and Donoghue Maguire, return for Ireland this season, having been capped at under-20s level last campaign. That match takes place at Virgin Media Park. Finally, for now in Gaelic Games, Cavan GAA have praised Killian Clark for the dedication and commitment he showed during his 13-year inter-county football career. Clark, who represented the Breffni County 134 times, has informed incoming manager Dermot McCabe that he will not be returning in 2026. That's all your sport for this evening. I'll be back with more tomorrow morning during the 8 o'clock news. Back to you, Donna Marie.
Thanks, Mark. A group of GPs in Milford have written to Donegal County Council concerning the urgent need for a pedestrian walkway along the R245 between the Mulroy Woods Hotel and Lidl in Milford. The Mulroy Woods Hotel has been used as accommodation for refugees and international protection applicants since 2022. Dr. Mohammed Muslim Guzlar was speaking to Greg Hughes on today's 9 till noon show.
Or, you know, we're not trying to blame anybody. It's just raising this issue about protecting lives. A simple footpath will make Milford safer. You know, it's a very minor thing in the bigger picture, and it's just will save life. And we don't need to wait for something tragic to happen before we act, you know what I mean?
Yes, and I mean, you are, and the other GPs are knowledgeable enough to know, you know, we can talk about the planning process, we can talk about funding and all, we know all of that. You're accepting those things, but this is so pressing that those things need to be sped up.
Exactly. And you know, as local GPs, we see firsthand how simple things like a small safe footpath can make a real difference in people's life and make life safe.
Well, the project has been allocated some funding during 2025, and Councillor Declan Meehan says the councillors will strive to achieve enough funding to complete the project in the next year.
As important as this footpath is to the residents of the Mulroy Woods Hotel, this is also a key piece of infrastructure in Milford generally. There's lots of people living up in the Lag, for example, that cannot walk safely into town. Around the Mart area, you can't walk to the Mart safely with a footpath where there's other businesses, including a gym located. So this is something that benefits the whole community. It's also an integral part of the Columkill Trail, which is one of the most popular walking trails in Milford and indeed in this part of the county. So again, that's why we're trying to link in with all available funding options to try and fill that gap and get more money secured so that phase two and hopefully a final phase could be tackled either in the latter half of 2026 or after that. Mm.
Meanwhile, works are due to begin at Milford Health Centre on Monday, which may cause some disruption. The works include replacing the existing glass roof, the installation of new lobby doors and a main new entrance door, and a new access ramp to the main entrance. The works are expected to be completed by December 19th, and during this period, the main entrance will be closed and all service users are asked to use the side door. The car park will also be closed and users are asked to use the town car park or street parking. We'll have more details on that on highlandradio.com. A meeting of Glenties Municipal District has been told that in the absence of a scheme for social homes affected by defective blocks, money for maintenance and other works is coming from the council's own funds. Councillor Dennis McGee says it's having a severe impact on the council's housing budget and is preventing or delaying other necessary works. Councillor McGee says the council must now write immediately to Minister James Brown to highlight the situation and remind him that the crisis emerged as a result of the government's light touch regulation. Private emails sent by Jeffrey Epstein have been released by the Democrats, which say they'd link Donald Trump to the paedophile financier. In one, Epstein alleges the US president knew about the girls. Mr. Trump's previously denied any knowledge of his crimes or wrongdoing. Sky's James Matthews is in Washington and says the release includes messages from Epstein sent to co-accused Ghislaine Maxwell.
He told Maxwell, "I want you to realise that the dog that hasn't barked is Trump, And he went on, an unnamed victim spent hours at my house with him. He has never once been mentioned.
Looking now to the weather forecast, mostly cloudy and dry with patchy rain developing through the evening with moderate to fresh northeasterly winds. It'll become wet tonight as the rain spreads northwards, turning heavy at times with lowest temperatures of 5 to 8 degrees. To conclude this evening's news, a look back at today's main stories. A Donegal man who admittedly sexually assaulted his partner's best friend while she slept on the sofa of his home has been remanded in custody for sentencing next January. 32-year-old Richard Walsh of Lisminton in Ballinatrobe pleaded guilty earlier this month at the Central Criminal Court to the sexual assault of the woman who was in her 20s. It was at his then home on Main Street in Ballinatrobe on December 13th of 2020. The case was listed for trial on the day he entered a guilty plea. An investigation is underway following the death of a fisherman off the coast of Donegal. It's understood the man fell overboard while out at sea. Gardaí say they're examining all the circumstances surrounding his death. A Donegal deputy has asked why the west of Ireland is being treated as second-class citizens. Deputy Patrick McLaughlin says last week a pirate mediation scheme was rightfully implemented for almost 3,000 families in Dublin whose homes were defective. The scheme offers 100% redress. Deputy McLaughlin questioned the Taoiseach today why the same has not been done for the defective concrete block grant scheme. And finally, ongoing collaboration between the emergency services and Donegal County Council aims to resolve access issues on the four lanes. The General Manager of the National Ambulance Service in the West and Northwest says there's now strengthened communication and cooperation between the emergency services and Donegal County Council. It's as a number of active travel projects move into the construction phase across Letterkenny. That's all for now from the newsroom. We'll be back with headlines at 6 o'clock. The obituary notices this Wednesday evening, November 12th. The death has taken place of Pauline McGettigan, Forquhar, Milford. Pauline will repose at her residence in Milford until 10 o'clock today and tomorrow from 2pm until 10pm. House strictly private, please, at all other times. Funeral mass on Friday morning at 11 o'clock in St John the Baptist Church in Carrigart at 11am, followed by burial in Carrigart Cemetery. Pauline's funeral mass can be viewed on the Meva Parish Facebook page. The death has occurred of Molly Harkin, Ballinamann, Cloughan. Molly's remains will repose at the home of her daughter, Lavina Temple, Thompsonton Duff, Cloughan, until 9 o'clock this evening. And again tomorrow from 12 noon until removal at 6:15 to Our Lady of Perpetual Succour Church, Glenfinn, for reception prayers at 6:45. Requiem Mass on Friday morning at 11 o'clock with burial afterwards in Kiltievogue Cemetery, Glenfinn. Requiem Mass can be viewed on the parish webcam. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu to Barnes View Ward, St Joseph's Hospital. Care of any family member or Marley funeral directors. The death has taken place of Brenda McDermott, 13 Evish Square, Strabane, and formerly of 325 Ballycolman Estate. Funeral leaving her home on Friday morning at 9:25 for Requiem Mass in St Mary's Church, Melmount at 10am, followed by interment in the adjoining cemetery. Family time, please, from 10pm to 11am and on the morning of the funeral. The Requiem Mass can be viewed live via the parish webcam. The death has occurred of Rory McCullough, Gorton North, Ballindrate, Lifford, reposing at his residence until 10 o'clock today and tomorrow from 3 o'clock until 10 o'clock. House strictly private at all other times. Funeral mass on Friday at 11 o'clock in St Peter's Church, Milford. Burial afterwards in Milford Cemetery. Funeral mass can be viewed on churchservices.tv. The death has taken place of Mary Catherine Blythe, niece Stevenson, Holly Hill. Funeral leaving her late home, 44 Lawson Park, Ballymacarry, on Friday at 1:30, followed by a service of thanksgiving for her life in Lechpatrick Parish Church at 2 o'clock. Burial afterwards in the adjoining churchyard. Family flowers only, donations in lieu, if desired, to Elton McGelvin Hospital, ICU, care of Mrs. Ruth Hay, funeral director, reposing at her family home from 7pm until 10pm today and tomorrow. For family information and more details regarding wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.